إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. Indeed, all praise is due to Allah. We praise Him, seek His aid, and ask His forgiveness. We seek refuge in Allah from the evil which is in ourselves, and we also seek refuge in Allah from our evil actions. من يهده الله فلا مضل له. Whoever Allah guides, there is none who can misguide him. ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. And whoever Allah chooses to be misguided, there is none who can guide him. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. I bear witness there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. He is alone and He has no partners. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. I also bear witness that Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, he is the worshipper of Allah and his final messenger. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته. O people of Iman, have taqwa, fear Allah as He ought to be feared. ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. And do not die except in a state of being Muslims. عباد الله, إخوة الإيمان, brothers and sisters from our masjid and from our families have left our lands and they have traveled seeking the house of Allah in order to fulfill the obligation of Al-Hajj, which is an obligation upon every single Muslim who has the ability to do so. And Hajj is one of the great rituals, the great symbols, the great acts of worship of this religion, in which the Ummah comes together, the different countries and nations and the different tribes, all of them come together in order to worship Allah Jalla fil Ula. So they call out to Allah with At-Tawheed, saying, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik, Labbaik la sharika laka Labbaik, Innal hamda wal ni'mata laka wal mulk, la sharika lak. And they perform tawaf around the Kaaba, and they run and walk between As-Safa and Al-Marwa. They drink from the well of Zamzam. They go to Arafah. They spend the night in Muzdalifah and the other obligations of Al-Hajj. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned His house, Al-Kaaba. He said in the Quran, Inna awwala baytin wudhi'a lin-nasi bi Bakka. That the first house, meaning the first place which was placed upon this earth for people to worship Allah, is the one in Makkah. Mubaraka, and it is blessed. وَهُدَى لِلْعَالَمِينَ, and in it is guidance for all of people. فِيهِ آيَاتٌ بَيِّنَاتٌ, and it contains many clear signs. مَقَامُ إِبْرَاهِيمٌ, and also the standing of Ibrahim عليه السلام. وَمَنْ دَخَلَهُ كَانَ آمِنًا, and whoever enters it, then he will be safe. وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ حِجُّ الْبَيْتِ. And Hajj to the house of Allah is an obligation upon the people. مَنْ إِسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا, whoever is able to do so. وَمَنْ كَفَرَ, and as for the one who disbelieves and rejects the obligation of Al-Hajj. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ عَنِ الْعَالَمِينَ, then Allah is rich and not in need of the rest of mankind. إِخْوَانِ فِي اللَّهِ عِبَادَ اللَّهِ, Allah Jalla fil Ula in this ayah, He told us of the first house, meaning the first masjid, which was placed upon this earth to worship Allah. And it is the Kaaba in Mecca. And Abu Dharr al-Ghafari radiallahu anhu, he asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, ayyu masjidin wudhi'a fil ardi awwalan, what is the first masjid that was placed or built upon the earth? قال, he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-masjid al-haram. the Masjid al-Haram in Mecca. قلت ثم أي, and then I said to him, and then which Masjid was next? قال المسجد الأقصى, and then he said المسجد الأقصى. قلت كم بينهما, I asked him, how long was there between the placing of Masjid al-Haram and Masjid al-Aqsa? He said 40 sana, 40 years. And Imam al-Bukhari rahimullah, he mentioned a lengthy hadith upon the authority of Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma about the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam and Ismail alayhi salam and the building of the Kaaba. And it is a lengthy hadith, but we summarize. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, جَاءَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ بِهَاجَرُ وَبِيْبْنِهَا إِسْمَعِيلُ, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he bought Hajara and her son, i.e. his son Ismail, and he brought both of them to Mecca. وَهِيَ تُرْضِعُهُ, and she was suckling him or breastfeeding him. حَتَّى وَضَعَهُمَا فِي مَكَّةِ, and then he placed them both in Mecca. وَلَيْسَ بِمَكَّةَ يَوْمَئِذٍ أَحَدٍ, and at that time there was nobody else who was inhabiting Mecca. There was no other tribe, no people found in Mecca. It was only desert. وَلَيْسَ بِهَا مَا, and there was no water in Mecca. There was no Zamzam in Mecca. It was a barren and dry desert. فَوَضَعُهُمَا هُنَالِكَ, so he left them both there. وَوَضَعَ عِنْدَهُمَا جِرَابًا فِيهِ تَمَرْ, and then he gave them a few dates in a fabric. وَسِقَاءٌ فِيهِ مَا, and then he gave them a little bit of water. ثُمَّ قَفَّى إِبْرَاهِيمُ مُنْطَلِقًا, and then Ibrahim alayhi salam, he turned around and he started walking away. فَتَبِعَتْهُ أُمُّ إِسْمَعِيلُ, so then the mother of Ismail alayhi salam, meaning Hajara, she followed Ibrahim. فَقَالَتْ, so she said, يَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ أَيْنَ تَذْهَبْ, she said, oh Ibrahim, where are you going? وَتَتْرُكُنَا فِي هَذَا الْوَادِ, and you're leaving us in this valley, you're leaving us in this valley. الَّذِي لَيْسَ فِيهِ إِنْسٌ وَلَا شَيْءٍ, and this valley, this land, it has nobody in it. There's no human in it, no animal, no plants, no water. There's nothing in this valley. فَقَالَتْ لَهُ ذَلِكَ مِرَارًا, so she repeated this over and over again. Ya Ibrahim, Ya Ibrahim, where are you going? Why are you leaving us alone? وَجَعَلَ لَا يَلْتَفِتُ إِلَيْهَا, however Ibrahim alayhi salam, he wouldn't turn back and speak to her, because he had been ordered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fulfill this commandment. So look how Ibrahim alayhi salam, how he submitted himself to Allah and how he placed his reliance and his tawakkul upon Allah. And then Hajar alayhi salam, and she was also an intelligent believing woman, she said to him, Allahu alladhi amaraka bihada, is it Allah who has ordered you with this? Is it Allah who has ordered you to leave us behind? قال نعم, and he said yes. قالت, so then she said, إذن لا يضيعهما, إذن لا يضيعنا, she said, therefore if Allah is the one who has ordered you to leave us in Mecca without any other human beings and any food and water and crops and animals, if it is Allah who has ordered you with this, فلا يضيعنا, then he will not allow us to be destroyed. He will not allow us to go to waste. ثم رجعت, and then she turned back. فانطلق إبراهيم حتى إذا كان عند الثنية, and then Ibrahim عليه السلام, he kept walking, and he kept walking until he came to a place called الثنية, and this is a raised place in that valley. حيث لا يرونه, and he went so far that they could not see him. ثم استقبل بوجهه البيت, and then he turned around and he faced the area in which the Kaaba was. ثم دعا, and then he made a supplication. He said, ربنا, O our Lord, إني أسكنت من ذريتي, verily I have left from my family, my offspring, بِوَادٍ غَيْرِ ذِي زَرْعٍ, in a valley, in a land which does not contain any crops. عند بيتك المحرم, near your sacred house. ربنا ليقيموا الصلاة, or our Lord, so they may establish the prayers. فاجعل أفئدة من الناس تهوي إليهم, so make it so that the hearts of the people, they go towards this place. وارزقهم من الثمرات, and provide for them from the vegetation. لعلهم يشكرون, so they may show shukr to you. And remember the Kaaba, it had been built, from one of the opinions of the ulama, was by Adam alayhi salam, and it had been destroyed and rebuilt over 12 times. Floods would come and other natural disasters would come and it would be destroyed, and then it would be built again and again until it came to Ibrahim alayhi salam. And the Kaaba had been destroyed, but he knew where it would be. So he left his family in the place where he knew the Kaaba would be. So the mother of Ismail, Hajar alayhi salam, she continued breastfeeding her son Ismail. وَتَشْرَبُ مِنْ ذَلِكَ الْمَاء, and she was drinking from that little water which he had left behind. حَتَّى إِذَا نَفِدَ مَا فِي السِّقَاءِ, until there was no more water left. عَطِشَتْ وَعَطِشَ بْنُهَا, so she became thirsty, extremely thirsty, and her son who was a toddler also became thirsty. وَجَعَلَتْ تَنْظُرُ إِلَيْهِ يَتَلَبَّطُ, and then she started looking at her child and started tossing him up and down, front and back. Why? Because of the severe thirst and because of the severe hunger. فَانْطَلَقَتْ كَرَاهِيَةً أَنْ تَنْظُرُ إِلَيْهَا, and then she left her baby there and she couldn't face looking at him anymore because of how hungry he was and how thirsty he was. So she left him and she went to search out for water. She went to search for people, to search for food. فَوَجَتِ الصَّفَاء, so as she was walking she came to a mountain, and this mountain it is called الصَّفَاء. أَقْرَبَ جَبَلٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ يَلِيهَا, and this mountain الصَّفَاء, it was the closest mountain to her. فَقَامَتْ عَلَيْهِ, so she climbed this mountain. ثُمَّ اسْتَقْبَلَتِ الْوَادِي, and then she turned towards the valley. تَنْظُرُ هَلْ تَرَى أَحَدٍ, and she was searching, maybe she can see somebody. فَلَمْ تَرَى أَحَدٍ, however she could not see anybody. فَهَبَطَتْ مِنَ الصَّفَاءِ, so then she came down from the mountain الصَّفَاءِ. حَتَّى إِذَا بَلَغَتِ الْوَادِي, and then she came back to the valley, meaning where her child was. رَفَعَتْ طَرَفَ دِرْعِهَا, and then she raised the bottom of her clothing like this. ثُمَّ سَعَتْ سَعْيَ الْإِنسَانِ الْمَجْهُودِ, and then she started running. And she started running like a person who is desperate runs. حَتَّى جَاوَزَتِ الْوَادِي ثُمَّ أَتَتِ الْمَرْوَى, and then she ran through the valley, and then she came to the other mountain on the other side, and this is Al-Marwa. فَقَامَتْ عَلَيْهَا, and then she stood upon it. وَنَظَرَتْ, and then she looked, could she see anybody? And she could not see anybody. And then she did this 7 times, running from one mountain to another mountain. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, فَذَلِكَ سَعْيُ النَّاسِ بَيْنَهُمَا, and this is why the people, when they go to perform Hajj, they do the sa'i between As-Safa and Al-Marwa. And then when she went back to Al-Marwa, then she heard a voice, and this voice was an angel. It was Jibreel alayhi salam, and Jibreel alayhi salam يَبْحَثُ بِعَقَبِهِ, he was digging the earth with his heel, and in a narration بِجِنَاحِهِ, he was digging the earth with his wings. حَتَّى ظَهَرَ الْمَاء, until all of a sudden water started gushing out. So then Hajra alayhi salam, she came to this water. فَجَعَلَتْ تُحَوِّضُهُ, so she started to gather the sand to try to build some sort of pond to contain the water. وَجَعَلَتْ تَغْرِفُ مِنَ الْمَاءِ فِي سِقَائِهَا, and she began to take as much water as she could and place it in her water skin. But the water kept flowing, so much so that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, رَحِمَ اللَّهُ أُمَّ إِسْمَعِيلِ, may Allah have mercy upon the mother of Ismail. لَوْ تَرَكَتْ زَمْزَمْ لَكَانَتْ عَيْنًا مَعِينًا, that had she left Zamzam and not try to contain it and build around it, then it would have become like a flowing river that flows throughout Al Jazeera. So she drank from the water, and she would feed her son from this water. And then the angel said to her, لا تخافوا ضيعة, that do not become scared. Do not become scared that you will be destroyed or you will die. فَإِنَّهَا هُنَا بَيْتَ اللَّهِ, because over there will be the house of Allah. يَبْنِي هَذَا الْغُلَامُ وَأَبُوهُ, and this young boy, meaning Ismail, and his father, meaning Ibrahim alayhi salam, they will build it. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَهْلَهُ, and Allah does not allow his people to be destroyed. So Hajar alayhi salam, she would drink from this water, and she would feed her baby from this water. And then one day, مَرَّتْ بِهِمْ رُفْقَةٌ مِّنْ جُرْهُمْ, and then one day, a tribe, a traveling party, they were coming from an area called Jurhum. And Jurhum is a tribe from Yemen. And they came to this place, and they could see that a bird was flying high. And this bird was a sign of some water and some life. And they said to themselves, إِنَّ هَذَا الطَّائِرُ لَيَدُورُ عَلَى الْمَاءِ, that this bird, it only flies where there is water. لَأَهْدُنَا بِهَذَا الْوَادِ وَمَا فِيهَا مَاءٍ, and we know this valley. We've passed through this valley. There is no water here. فَأَرْسَلُوا جَرِيًّا, so they sent a messenger. And the messenger went to look if there was any water there. And he came back telling them there was water. So when they wanted to come to this water, they saw Ummu Ismail Hajara alayha salam. فَقَالُوا, so they said to her, أَتَأْذَنِينَ لَنَا أَن نَنْزِلَ عِنْدَكِ, do you give us permission that we can come and reside where you are residing? And she said, نعم, yes. وَلَكِنْ لَا حَقَّ لَكُمْ فِي الْمَاءِ, she said, yes, you can reside here, but you do not have any ownership over the water. Nobody owns this water, meaning Zamzam. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said that Hajar alayhi salam, she was a woman who liked to socialize, and she liked to be amongst the people. So she welcomed them. So they came and they settled in this place. So before this tribe, there was no other people there. And the Quraysh, they came from this tribe, Jurhum. So the asl of the Quraysh, and the asl of the Arabs who are now in Mecca, who have lived there for centuries, it is from Yemen and this traveling party from the tribe of Jurhum. So they came, and then more of the tribe's people came, and then they settled there. And Ismail alayhi salam, he grew up, and he learned from them Arabic. The asl of the Arabic language was from Yemen. Ismail alayhi salam, he learned from them Arabic, and he grew up amongst them, and he was precious to them. And then they wanted to marry him to one of their daughters. And by this time, Hajara alayhi salam, she had passed away, she had died. So Ismail alayhi salam, he married from the women of this tribe. And as he grew up and many years went by, then his father Ibrahim alayhi salam, who had traveled back to Sham, to Philistine, he came back. And he wanted to see his son Ismail. So he came and he found a woman. And he said to this woman, that where is Ismail? And this woman said, that Ismail, kharaja yabtaghi lana, he has left us and he has gone to hunt for us, to search food for us. So Ibrahim alayhi salam, he asked this woman, he said, and what is your state? How do you find it living here? So she said, نَحْنُ بِشَرٍ, she said, we are in a terrible situation. نَحْنُ فِي ضِيقٍ وَشِدَّةٍ, we are in harsh conditions. We are poor, we are suffering. فَشَكَتْ إِلَيْهِ, and she complained. So Ibrahim alayhi salam, he said to her, إِذَا جَاءَ زَوْجُكِ, if your husband comes, فَقْرَئِ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ, then convey my salams to him. وَقُولِ لَهُ, and say to your husband, meaning Ismail alayhi salam, يُغَيِّرْ عَتَبَةَ بَابِهِ, that he should change his doorstep. He should change his doorstep. So then Ibrahim alayhi salam, he went, and he left for a number of years. And when Ismail alayhi salam, he returned back to his wife, he felt something. He felt somebody had been here. So he said to his wife, هَلْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ, has anybody come to you? And she said, yes, a man came to us, an old man, and he looked like this, and he looked like this. And he asked us about our situation, and I complained to him. And Ismail alayhi salam said to her, "Fahal awsaki bi shay'in?" That did he advise you with something? And she said, "Yes." Amarani an aqra as-salam alayk. He ordered me to convey his salam to you, and he orders you to change your doorstep. And then Ismail said to her, "Dhaka abi." That was my father. وَقَدْ أَمَرَنِي أَنْ أُفَارِقَكَ. And he has ordered me to divorce you. أَلْحَقِي بِأَهْلِكِ. So go back to your family. And he divorced her. And then Ibrahim alayhi salam, he married another woman. And after a few years, Ibrahim alayhi salam came back. And he came to this woman. He asked, "Where is Ismail?" And she said that he has gone out to hunt and find food for us. So he said, "How is your situation? How do you find yourself?" And she said, "Nahnu bi khairin," that we are well. Wa sa'atin, and we have in abundance. Wa athnat ala Allah, and she praised Allah. And Ibrahim alayhi salam said to her, "Ma ta'amukum," what is your food? She said, "Laham," meat, we eat from meat. He said, "Wa ma sharabukum," and what is your drink? She said, "Ma," we drink from water. And then Ibrahim alayhi salam, he made a dua. He said, "Allahumma barik lahum fil lahmi wal ma." O Allah, place blessings in the meat and the water, meaning for the people of Mecca. And then he told her that if your husband comes, give my salam to him and tell him to keep his doorstep. So Ismail alayhi salam, he came back and he felt once more that somebody had been. And he said to her, "Did anybody come?" And she said, "Yes, a good man came looking like this." And Ismail said to his wife alayhi salam, that did he order you with something? And she said, "Yes, he wanted me to convey his salam to you. And he ordered you to keep your doorstep." And he said, "Dhaka abi," that was my father. "Wa anta al-ataba," and you are the doorstep. "Amani amarani an umsikuk," and he ordered me to keep you and stay married with you. And like this, Ismail alayhi salam, then he remained there for a number of years until he reached 30 years old. And then Ibrahim alayhi salam, he returned back. And at this stage, Ibrahim alayhi salam was 100 years old. And Ismail alayhi salam, he was only 30 years old. And he came with him and he met him and they hugged each other and they spoke with each other. And then Ibrahim alayhi salam said, "Ya Ismail, O Ismail, inna Allaha amarani bi amrin," Allah has ordered me to do something. And Ismail alayhi salam, he said, "Fasna' ma amaraka rabbuka," do whatever your Lord has ordered you to do. Ibrahim alayhi salam said, "Wa tu'inani," and you will also help me. He said, "Wa'inuka," and I will also help you. He said, "Inna Allaha amarani an abni hahuna baytan," that Allah has ordered me to build here the house, meaning the Kaaba. And he pointed to a place. So they began to build the house. And first they built the foundations. And then they built the first level of bricks. And Ismail alayhi salam would bring the stones to Ibrahim. And Ibrahim alayhi salam would place it with his blessed hands on the Kaaba until they went up and up. And Ibrahim alayhi salam, he could not reach any longer. So then Ismail alayhi salam brought him a large stone, a rock, and he stood upon this rock in order to build the rest of the house. And this rock which Ibrahim alayhi salam stood on, it is called Maqam Ibrahim, behind which the people who have performed the tawaf, they pray 2 rak'at. And as they were building the house of Allah, they kept on repeating, "Rabbana taqabbal minna," O Allah, accept from us, "Innaka antas sami'ul alim," because you are the one who hears and you are the one who knows everything. And they kept building and building and building, and they kept repeating, "Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka antas sami'ul alim." And some other ulama, they have mentioned that look at these people. They are from the greatest messengers of Allah. And they are building the house of Allah. And they are in the blessed land of Allah. So they are the greatest people in the greatest land, doing the greatest action. And yet at the same time, they do not become arrogant. They say, "Rabbana taqabbal minna," "O Allah, accept from us." "O Allah, accept from us." The greatest of people, calling out to the most merciful, in the greatest of lands, doing the greatest of actions, and yet they are still scared that maybe our action is not being accepted by Allah. "Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka antas samiul alim." And then after this, the house was built, and al-Hajr al-Aswad, it was sent from the skies, from the heavens. And then Jibreel alayhi salam, he came to Ibrahim alayhi salam and he taught him the rituals of Al-Hajj. And then he ordered him, said, "Adhin fil nasi bil Hajj," that shout out to the people, to the lands, come and perform Hajj. And Ibrahim alayhi salam said, "Wama yablughu sawti," that my voice, where will it reach? In this land, how far will it go? And he said, "Adhin wa alayya al balagh," that you call out and I will convey. And so Ibrahim alayhi salam, he called out. He said, "Ya ayyuhan nas, O people, kutiba alaykum al hajj. Hajj has been made an obligation upon you. Ila al bayt al atiq, to this ancient house." And in the hadith it mentions that the people in the east and the west, all of them heard the voice of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And the evidence of this is that all of them would come in order to perform Hajj. And Allah said in the Quran, وَأَذِّن فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ, that call out to the people to come and perform Hajj. يَأْتُوكَ رِجَالًا, they will come to you walking. وَعَلَىٰ كُلِّ ضَامِرٍ, and they will come through every tunnel and every mountain path and every road. يَأْتِينَ مِنْ كُلِّ فَجٍ عَمِيقٍ, and they will come on every animal and every tunnel and road. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. As I mentioned, our brothers and sisters from our families and our communities, they have left and they have gone to perform Hajj and they have gone to attain this reward of Allah. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has not kept the reward exclusive to them. Also, those Muslims who remain behind us, who haven't gone to perform Hajj, Allah has written a reward for us. And that is that these first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah, they are blessed days for those who are doing Hajj and for also those who remain behind. And therefore, a Muslim is encouraged to do righteous deeds, from reading Quran and fasting and making the takbirat, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Walillahi alhamd, and making istighfar and giving in charity to the poor, to the masjid, and everybody who is in need of it, and the other righteous actions. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, "Ma min ayyamin al-amalu salihu fiha ahabbu ilallahi min hadhil ayyam." He said, there are no other days in the year in which righteous actions are more beloved to Allah than these 10 days. So a person who does a righteous action in one of these 10 days, they are better than doing a righteous action in any other days from the year. And all of us, we attach importance to Ramadan and we increase in our ibadah in Ramadan. But subhanAllah, these 10 days are neglected by the majority of the Muslims. And when these 10 days would come, then the Salaf and the Ulama and the Fuqaha, they would recite the Quran, they would make dua, they would fast the days, they would spend in charity, they would make out takbir out aloud. And Maymun ibn Mahrawan, who is from the scholars of the first century, he said, "Adraktu an-nas," that I came across the people in these 10 days, وَيُكَبِّرُونَ وَيَرْفَعُونَ أَصْوَاتَهُمْ, and all of them would be making these takbirat and they would be raising their voices. So my brothers, these 10 blessed days, up until the day of Eid al-Adha, which is the 10th day of Dhul-Hijjah, these are blessed days and these are days that we should not waste. Like we don't do in Ramadan. Like in Ramadan we pray, nawafil, we give in sadaqah, we fast, charity, Quran, dua, istighfar, then the same should be in these 10 days. So much so, some of the ulama said that the days of Dhul-Hijjah are more virtuous and more beloved to Allah and more rewarding than the days of Ramadan. Even the last 10 days of Ramadan. These 10 days which you are living in now are more beloved to Allah, more rewarding than even the last 10 days of the month of Ramadan.